From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Sonia Sotomayor was sworn in today as a Supreme Court justice, becoming the first Hispanic justice and only the third woman to reach the high bench. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Sonia Sotomayor was raised in a South Bronx housing project. Today she raised her hand in an ornate conference room at the Supreme Court, taking the oath of office from Chief Justice John Roberts. The new justice's brother stood behind her during the oath. Her mother held the Bible.
I, Sonia Sotomayor, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
Most Republicans voted against her, many citing a speech where she said she hoped a wise Latina woman would often reach a better conclusion than a white male. Sotomayor later apologized, calling that a rhetorical flourish that fell flat. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is trying to reassure Americans that they won't lose out if the health care system is revamped. In his weekly address, the president talks about holding insurance companies more accountable to consumers. He also refuted a series of Republican claims.
Let me start by dispelling the outlandish rumors that reform will promote euthanasia or cut Medicaid or bring about a government takeover of health care.
The president says, contrary to GOP claims, his plan will allow people to keep their doctors or health care plans and save the country money in the long run. But at an estimated price of $1 trillion over 10 years, the White House plan remains a tough sell in Congress. Iraq has stepped into the inquiry over three American hikers who strayed over the border in northern Iraq into Iranian territory. The three have been charged with illegal entry into Iran, but Iranian television news reports describe the three as spies. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from the Iraqi capital.
A Baghdad meeting brought together the foreign ministers of Iran and Iraq to discuss borders, better ways to mark the official boundaries between the two neighbors. Iraq's foreign minister, Hoshyar Zebari, used the occasion to ask for information about three Americans who apparently wandered across that unmarked border. The announcement of an official Iraqi request for information appeared on a government website with no additional information. The fate of the three Americans is complicated by the fact that the U.S. and Iran does not have diplomatic relations. The Iraqis talk directly to the Americans and the Iranians, but that balance is a delicate one. And the ongoing power struggle in Tehran makes a quick resolution difficult. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
From Washington, this is NPR News. John F. Kennedy's sister, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, remains at a hospital in Massachusetts in critical condition. She suffered a series of strokes this week. Family members, including her son-in-law, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, have traveled to be with her. The 88-year-old Eunice Kennedy Shriver is the fifth of nine Kennedy children and may be best known for her work to organize the Special Olympics. Investigators say they have finished gathering evidence at a cemetery near Chicago, where the remains of hundreds of graves were dug up in an alleged scheme to resell the burial plots. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
In Alsip, Illinois, investigators have found more than 1,000 human bones and fragments during a nearly month-long investigation of an area of Burroughs Cemetery where the remains of graves were allegedly dumped. Four people now face felony charges, and the historic Black Cemetery is in the hands of Roman Schabelsky, a court-appointed receiver. He says it will be a while before Burroughs reopens as the effort continues to determine where people are buried.
And until I can get the cemetery surveyed and get those clue cards back out there, I don't think it's going to be worth opening in the sense that it's going to just confuse and add more stress to these poor families.
Whether Burroughs will be a functioning cemetery again is still a question, but plans are already in the works to create a fitting memorial for those whose bodies were disturbed. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Funeral services are being held today for two of the three women killed earlier this week at a health club outside Pittsburgh. The women were gunned down in a random shooting at the L.A. Fitness Center in Bridgeville. The gunman, George Sodini, committed suicide. A funeral for the third shooting victim will be held on Wednesday. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.